Radio Prague News.
Czech farmers are planning blockades to protest the discontinuation of a diesel tax rebate program. The new faction around Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík has announced its name, and the Justice Minister has filed a complaint in favor of a man charged with defacing political campaigning posters. Czech farmers are planning a series of road blockades in protest of the planned discontinuation of tax rebates on diesel fuel for workers in the agricultural sector and the announced introduction of a new tax on wine. The first blockade is set to take place on May 23rd. According to the head of the agricultural chamber, Jan Veleba, farmers are hoping to put the government under pressure to reverse its decision. In mid-April, the chamber had called on Prime Minister Petr Nečas to conserve the diesel tax rebates in the agricultural sector. The discontinuation of the rebate program comes as part of a reform package aimed at keeping the state budget deficit below 3% GDP in 2013 and 14. Currently, farmers are able to claim 60% of the consumption tax they pay on diesel gas back from the state. The new faction around Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík, formerly of Public Affairs, has announced its official name, LIDEM, Czech for the People, as well as a nod to the group's orientation, liberal, democratic. The political platform announced its name at a news conference on Thursday afternoon, where it also advertised a competition it is holding for its new logo. On Monday, its members will begin collecting the signatures necessary for the formation of a new party. Pík had left Public Affairs in mid-April, stating that she disliked the style in which the former junior coalition partner presented itself. Her split with the party and the subsequent walkout of some of its other members cast serious doubt over the future of the government coalition. However, it survived a vote of confidence last week. A former public transport worker from Olomouc, Roman Smetana, may soon be released from prison where he is serving a 100-day sentence for the destruction of public property. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil has filed a complaint in the man's favor and has appealed to the court to cancel its verdict. He said that it is up to the court to decide whether the defacing of political campaign posters, of which Mr. Smetana was found guilty, was a criminal offense or merely a misdemeanor. Mr. Smetana was charged with defacing public property for adding feelers to politicians' photographs on campaigning posters. After he refused to pay the fine, he was sent to prison. The Czech national hockey team on Thursday left Prague for the 76th Ice Hockey World Championship, which takes place in Finland and Sweden. Coach Alois Hanamsik is waiting to hear from defense player Zbinek Michalek, who has been having issues with his hip and may not be able to join the Czech ranks at the championship. The coach has said that he anticipates the Czech Republic's first match against Denmark will not be an easy one. He added that he and the team, however, were looking forward to the challenge. And now for the weather, the coming days will be cooler with overcast skies, occasional rain showers, and daytime highs of around 21 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Borufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.